Welcome again to another TWAT Radio. This is Droops, and we have a very special announcement for TWAT Radio. As you can all tell, we all have been wanting a daily radio show. And, well, we haven't really been getting it out every day. We have the content, eventually gets there, but it's not there on time. And that's really kind of aggravating. So, well, what are we going to do to improve it? Well, we're taking a month off of TWAT Radio. That's right, December 1st will be the next episode of TWAT. But during this month off, we're not going to Aruba. We're working hard on TWAT. We need a few things. We need backup episodes so that when some show isn't done on time, we have something we can put in place. We need somebody to be the admin for the site because I can't always be there to put the show up because I have a very hectic work schedule. Well, we found that guy already. Mr. Petrillo has volunteered, and he has the free time in the evening to put up the new show. We need more hosts. We need enough hosts that we can, that I'm only going to have to do a show every 2 months. And that would take, you know, around 50 people. And we're getting close to that, but we need that. We need about 50 reliable people that can do a show every 2 months. And there's a reason for the every 2 months thing. As I'm going through my computer stuff and I say, hey, this is something cool that I just fucking learned and this is awesome and I want to share it with people, boom, I record my twat. A month later, there's an episode ready to go. I've got it already done. And it's something that I thought was cool. And instead of me having to, oh, shit, what am I going to use for content? In 2 months, I can find something that I can talk for 5 minutes on, and so can a lot more other people. So that's a good reason for that. Now, we have different ways of becoming a host. I didn't really make this very clear, but we're taking pretty much anybody that's got hardcore tech content. Now, let's say, hey, I'm some guy, I don't really know what I'm doing, I read a text file and I found it really helpful, and I want to share it with the community, and I didn't write the text file. Well, email the guy that wrote it. They should put their email address on there. And if they say, don't use it, don't use it. But if you don't get a response from them, I mean, give them a week. And if they say, yeah, go right ahead, read the text file and talk about what's important about it. That's hardcore tech right there. It's a good text file. And then you don't really have to be the creative guy. You can just be the guy that helps out with things. And this is a community show. I mean, it's an experiment to see if the community can do this. There was this really smart guy named Dual Parallel who came up with this idea for Hacker Public Radio. And he wanted to have a radio show that was over the internet that every episode could be a T-file. Like, it was just well-thought-out, educated stuff. And if we had 50 regular people that could do this, that would be awesome. And every 2 months, you know, a 5-10 minute show isn't a lot of work to help the community and to make something that's a really good product. We're also taking people that maybe don't want to be on the rotation. They just want to record a show. That's awesome too, man. Send it in. We always need extra episodes because there's always going to be somebody that had to work or got sick or something another happened. And send those in. If you just want to do one show, record it and send it in. If you're worried about your audio quality, fuck it. Listen to the first couple shows that we did. It sounded like ass. And the reason it sounded like ass, because I don't want fucking whiny Kevin Rose loving bitches. Oh, it sounds bad. It doesn't have Leo Laporte in it. Shut up. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Hardcore tech is where it's at. Audio quality, be damned. If I learn something from it, that's what's fucking important. And that's what I want this to be. And if you don't like it the way that is, record it and send it in. However you want it. This is an open thing. We don't have a theme song. If you've noticed, people use whatever they want. It's an open, creative thing. Hardcore tech. That's all we want. Of course, we have the theme song that I use that other people have been using. And if you want to use it, that's great. TWAT Radio can be so much. And we want it to be so much. And we're putting a lot of hard work into it. And people that are going to listen to it and not contribute, you're fuckers. You're just using it. Help make it better. I mean, it would be awesome that I never had to record another episode, but that's not going to happen. And I really enjoy recording the episodes. And so let's do that. this month that we're taking off. Tell your friends about it. Get off your ass. Record some shows. Send it in. If you have ideas, send them to me. Send them to Petrillo. We'll work on making your ideas reality if they're good ideas. I'm not the world's smartest internet guy with media, but I try to make a difference in things. And I really think it's very important for other people to help out the community and to make something that's great. There's going to be a lot of shows like Twat that are going to be, here's tech, here's this. There's, of course, Twit, which we kind of made fun of when we came up with our name. We're not trying to sell you anything. We don't have advertising in Twat. That's really, really important. All day long, you're walking around looking at ads. You're driving on the interstate. You're looking at ads. You're looking through a magazine. You're looking at ads. You're sitting in your classroom reading your textbook, and they're talking about McDonald's. They paid that guy to talk about McDonald's. That is a fucking ad. You're going to your high school cafeteria, and you're drinking Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola gave them a discount to put Coca-Cola in there because they want your ass to be drinking Coca-Cola. You're looking at ads all day long. Take something like Twat. There's no ads. It's all tech content. It's something that people in the community are trying to educate other people and trying to share ideas with other people. That's a much more powerful thing than any of this goddamn corporate fucking shit. The only person that pays any money for Twat is me, because I pay for the fucking hosting. Now, somebody might have to buy a microphone, but that's something they can keep. I'm paying for this fucking hosting so that there's no fucking ads on it. And I think it's really important. And I hope that other people share my views and all this, where we help each other, we come up with free media, we become the media. We don't listen to these other fucks. And I guess I'm kind of turning this into an Infonomicon. Sorry about all that, y'all. This is the last Twat episode till December the 1st. But hopefully in December the 1st, we have a much stronger base than what we left from right now. And we're going to continue progressing with all this. So, tell your friends, record some shows, have a good time, and I will see y'all in December.